No other book has so profoundly impacted so many lives as the Bible.
Welcome to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. Today we see where Zephaniah prophesies against rebellious Jerusalem. Judgment is coming, but the nations will worship the Lord. Jerusalem will rejoice and sing in that day. We hope you join us as Pastor Daryl continues in Zephaniah chapter 3 on Simply the Bible.
The prophet Zephaniah spoke about the day of the Lord more than any other Old Testament book. This is the time when God will judge a Christ-rejecting world for its evil and establish his kingdom on earth. In chapter 1, Zephaniah spoke of the judgment when God will utterly consume everything from the face of the land. Today, we will fast forward past this to the millennial kingdom where Jesus Christ will reign in Jerusalem and Israel will be restored to her place of honor. But first, Zephaniah begins with a rebuke against the city of Jerusalem. We continue in Zephaniah chapter 3. Woe to her who is rebellious and polluted, to the oppressing city. She has not obeyed his voice. She has not received correction. She has not trusted in the Lord. She has not drawn near to her God. And so Zephaniah had a lot of things here to bring against Jerusalem. First off, she had not obeyed his voice. God had given her his law, but she paid no attention to the commandments. She did not receive correction. God sent prophets to her to call her back to the right way, and yet she would not receive the correction. We know that one of the kings actually ripped up the scroll of Jeremiah and threw Jeremiah into a pit. And finally, she has not drawn near to her God. That's probably the greatest tragedy. The people of Jerusalem were looking after the idols. They were looking to the pagan gods. They were drawing near to them, but they were not drawing near to the living God, Yahweh. Her princes in her midst are roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves that leave not a bone till morning. Her prophets are insolent, treacherous people. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have done violence to the law. Now, one of the reasons why the people were in such bad condition is because their leaders were in such bad shape. First, the princes, rather than being shepherds that loved and fed the people and protected them like David, they were roaring lions threatening the people. Her judges were as evening wolves that were ravenous, who would devour the people for unjust gain, not leaving even a bone till morning. The prophets were insolent, proud. They were treacherous. They would betray the truth of God. They were false prophets and would say anything simply to line their pockets. And the priests have polluted the sanctuary by allowing defiled sacrifices and then also just violating the laws of God concerning his worship. The Lord is righteous in her midst. He will do no unrighteousness. Every morning he brings his justice to light. He never fails, but the unjust knows no shame. So despite the bad leadership that was going on, despite the rebellion of the people, the Lord was there in their midst. Jerusalem was the city where he put his name. The temple was there. And he did not do any unrighteousness. He was faithful every morning. He would bring justice to light and never fail. And yet the unjust knew no shame. They had lost the ability to blush or feel guilty over their sinful deeds. I have cut off nations. Their fortresses are devastated. I have made their streets desolate with none passing by. Their cities are destroyed. There is no one, no inhabitants. I said, surely you will fear me. You will receive instruction so that her dwelling would not be cut off despite everything for which I punished her. But they rose early and corrupted all their deeds. So God had used the nations around Judah to warn them, really, especially the northern kingdom of Israel. They saw how the Assyrians invaded the land and took them captive because they had turned from the Lord to worship their idols. And God had intended that they would learn from this and fear him. But instead, they continued in their own way, despite the punishment that God brought as he allowed their enemies to triumph over them. They still corrupted their deeds. Not only that, but they rose early to do it. It's like the first thing in the morning, they could hardly wait to do their evil. Therefore, wait for me, says the Lord, until the day I rise up for plunder. My determination is to gather the nations to my assembly of kingdoms, to pour on them my indignation, all my fierce anger. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. Now, we know that Zephaniah was speaking immediately to the Babylonian invasion that was going to come by King Nebuchadnezzar to destroy Jerusalem. But he was also looking through the lens, a telescopic lens, to the end of the age when God will bring forth his judgment in the great day of the Lord. And so God said, wait for me. Wait for me to bring about my judgment until I gather the nations. And this speaks of the battle of Armageddon, when God will gather all the nations, and then he will pour on them his indignation for rejecting his word, rejecting Jesus Christ. All the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. And this, of course, speaks of the great cataclysms that will occur, as we are told in the book of Revelation. It comes because of his jealousy. We know that God is a jealous God. He's the only creator. He made us. He desires our love, our fellowship, that we would seek him. But when people do not, then he shall ultimately bring forth his indignation as they have rejected him in order to follow things that are not gods, false gods, really demon gods. For then I will restore to the peoples a pure language, that they all may call on the name of the Lord to serve him with one accord. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my worshipers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. So after the judgment of the nations, God will bring people into the millennial kingdom. We know, according to Matthew 25, that Christ will gather the nations and separate them as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. But those who come into the millennial kingdom, God says, I will restore a pure language. I am amazed and appalled at just the filthy language that comes out of so many people's mouths. And that happens because there's filth in the hearts. But God will restore them a pure language because he will cleanse their hearts, that they may call on the name of the Lord. And I can think of no better use for the human language than to praise our God and to call upon his name, that they may serve him with one accord. There will no longer be Jew or Gentile. There won't be any other religions like we have the plurality of religions now. Everybody will be worshiping God and his son Jesus Christ, who will be reigning on the throne of David. Then he says that from beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, that is Cush, my worshipers, the daughter of my dispersed ones, shall bring my offering. Now, in the previous chapter, God said, you Ethiopians, also you shall be slain by my sword. But again, after the judgment of the nations, God will gather those who are considered worthy to enter the millennial kingdom, those who survive the great tribulation and will come in to the millennial kingdom. In that day, you shall not be shamed for any of your deeds in which you transgress against me, for then I will take away from your midst those who rejoice in your pride, and you shall no longer be haughty in my holy mountain. I will leave in your midst a meek and humble people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall do no unrighteousness and speak no lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth, for they shall feed their flocks and lie down, and no one shall make them afraid. Israel will no longer be ashamed for their sinful deeds, because the Lord will remove them in a single day as they look upon Jesus Christ, the one whom they have pierced. And God said, I will remove the proud and arrogant people. Now, we know from the book of Zechariah, which we will get there in a bit, that only 1/3 of the Jews will enter into the millennial kingdom. God will divide them, and he will remove out the proud and the arrogant people, but he will leave the meek and the humble ones in the land. And they shall trust in the name of Yahweh, not looking to any other god or idol, but to the Lord alone. Then the remnant of Israel shall be righteous and unafraid. You know, I've heard it said that the greatest safety net is obedience to the Lord. And they will be righteous in that day. They will speak no more lies. There will be no more deceit, but they will be able to feed their flocks and lie down because no one will make them afraid anymore. Sing, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your judgments. He has cast out your enemy, the King of Israel. The Lord is in your midst. You shall see disaster no more. I can't read this without getting a smile on my face because there's such great hope here. As Israel has gone through so much throughout history, and yet at the end of the story, the Lord says, sing, O daughter of Zion, and shout and rejoice with all your heart. As you see God just as just a loving father here, desiring to see the joy of his children, and the King of Israel, Jesus Christ, will be the Lord in their midst, and there will be no more disaster against them, no more anti-Semitism, no more nations coming against Israel. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion, let not your hands be weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, the Mighty One will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. And here it is as though the Lord is like a loving mother holding her child against her breast, where she is just quieting her child and singing over her with joy. And thus the Lord will sing over his people with joy. I will gather those who sorrow over the appointed assembly who are among you, to whom its reproach is a burden. Behold, at that time I will deal with all who afflict you. I will save the lame and gather those who were driven out. I will appoint them for praise and fame in every land where they were put to shame. At that time I will bring you back, even at the time I gather you, for I will give you fame and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I return your captives before your eyes, says the Lord. So God will gather those who had been scattered throughout the world, who yearned for the assemblies of the sacred feasts in Jerusalem. I will deal with those who afflict and oppress you. Again, God will come against all those nations that have attacked Israel throughout her history, and that will happen no more. And then finally, God says, I will give praise, honor, and fame to former exiles. Before they were despised, when they were scattered throughout the world, despised by the nations where they went, but now they will receive praise and honor, and God will bring them back into their land, to the land that God promised to Abraham, and he will bring them back to glory, where they will be the honor of all of the nations. And so Zechariah starts this little book, three chapters, with declaring the great day of judgment that is coming upon the world, where there will be utter devastation, but he ends with this wonderful high note of praise as God restores all things, restores Israel, and also establishes his son, Jesus Christ, to reign on the throne of David, where there will be righteousness in this world forevermore. And I am looking forward to that glorious day.
You've been listening to Simply the Bible, the Through the Bible teaching program of Pastor Daryl Zachman of Calvary Chapel, Treasure Valley. We're happy to announce that we're building a new facility in Southwest Meridian. For more information or to give toward this project, please visit calvarytv.org/buildingproject. That's calvarytv.org/buildingproject. To listen to previous episodes, check out our Simply the Bible podcast. Tomorrow we will return to the book of Isaiah. Babylonian envoys visit King Hezekiah, and he shows them all his treasures. But was this wise? We hope you'll join us as we continue teaching through God's Word on Simply the Bible.